you're saying that 3,000 people a year try to leave Tibet, and there's only 6 million maybe Tibetans left in Tibet itself, as opposed to maybe 8 million Han Chinese since they've began to move in to the region. So is there a case for saying that a lot of free Tibetan culture will exist outside the geographical area of Tibet, and Tibet will become a worldwide diaspora of a nation?
I think, you know, I don't, my thinking, I mean, I've seen Tibetan people escape from Tibet and then go to India. Then these days also it's very difficult to stay in India because they become large of number Tibetans. So India also made some kind of legal, if you're not born in India, you have to go back. If you don't go back, we cut you, give back to China. So inside Tibet also, there's one Tibetan, like six Chinese. And I think, you know, everywhere there's Tibetan, but I think there's not one place there's, you know, huge amount, and Tibet will be empty. I don't think this, because still, Tibet, it's such a unique culture. Everything's quite unique, so people also would like to go back to Tibet. Yeah, if that situation changed.
But your charity is about increasing awareness of what's happening in Tibet, and that includes what's going on there right now. But would it be fair to say that if the Chinese got out of Tibet straight away, which, well, it doesn't look like it's going to happen, but if this were the case, a different Tibet would be born than the romantic Tibet, the idea of Tibet that's in people's minds? Because a lot of people associate Tibet with Buddhism and pure peace and, you know, everything is so beautiful. And the same sort of romantic image, for instance, of the Native American or of any old traditional culture. But it would probably be very difficult for this culture to sustain itself anymore with the monasteries taken away and capitalism taking over.
I think there is quite difficulty, but at the same time, it's, I think, good for the world. I mean, if people necessarily have to become everybody Buddhist, but at least this culture, I call it philosophy, this is good for the country and good for our living. And yes, we religious, wonderful, good, but if you doesn't practice, if you just go to temple, say, oh, please help me, then 1 week it's finished. I think religion should be part of your daily life from morning till tonight. You know, we learn this human, we're gifted, we have a gifted human body, and now we have basic mind. So we need to train this mind how become we are more love and, you know, compassion. You know, if we have to learn everybody's equal oneness. If we have human all say, oh, you are this color, I'm this color, or you are this, you are this. If we don't give up this, we never will have peace, I think. Whether this, you know, Tibet go other side or somebody's help, or I think we need to learn here big issues. And the Chinese problem, yes, it is problem for Tibet, destroyed this, that. But I think Dalai Lama also said he fought for autonomy, not free Tibet. And I think, you know, instead of we fighting so much about land, this, I think better we'll say, how can we live in harmony together? Yeah.
So Dalai Lama, because I read that in the Village magazine last November, that Dalai Lama says that he's not really for Tibet independence, but for Tibetan autonomy. Are you happy enough with that? Is that okay?
Yes, I am happy. Would it be nice Tibet is free and the people are, you know, you can do your what you like to do. But at the same time, I think it's important Dalai Lama is our spiritual leader and political leader. And I think it's good that if this has happened soon, rather than say, oh, we wait free Tibet. And, you know, many countries now, I traveled 70 or 65 or countries. And I see, yeah, the country has free, but human don't have freedom in their mind. Mm. They don't have free insight. Ah. So what's the use? Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
So this is my question. Uh-huh. Yes, we have a country free and good. Yeah. But if we human become really like slavery, uh-huh. you know, kill and all this egoism, hatred, uh-huh. What is the use?
Yeah, like freedom to exploit or freedom to be dominated.
Mm, yes. Yes, uh-huh. we're going to make you happy, free, and then I kill you or I will change you. Uh-huh. I think this is not so good. You know?
It's very refreshing and very unusual to hear people fighting against imperialism who are not necessarily looking for the nation state to replace what is there already. It's very refreshing because very often the nation state doesn't, it causes as many problems as it aims to solve, you know.
Yeah.
And it perpetuates more inequalities and different types of inequalities, even in Ireland. The same thing, you know, the rich in Ireland have more in common with the rich in Britain, I think, you know.
Yes.
They're poor brethren. They don't belong to the same nation at all, I don't think.
Yeah, I think this is all to do with our human mind, this uh-huh. egoism, you know, it's always about every course we put ourselves first, mm-hmm. me and I and my, and this is make us. And I often say on my, you know, on the stage, you know, bad doesn't mean you have to a gun kill somebody. Bad mm-hmm. we have inside us. Mm-hmm. And we never look. We always think we are perfect. You know, we're this way perfect. Look this way perfect. Mm-hmm. No. I think the bad things is in our body. We're born with this. Mm-hmm. Whether you're Tibetan or whether you Africa or Chinese, human being is the same.
This is like the Catholic idea of original sin. Roman Catholic idea. Maybe, I don't know, it's a philosophical abstract for me, but on a more realistic note, immediate note, do you manage to get contact with people in Tibet? For instance, you left your family behind in Tibet, and how easy is it to get in contact with these people?
It's better than before, yes, because these days we're living in technologies. Yes, technology is some way it's good, some way, you know, we know what's happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one button pushed and 1,000 innocent people die. And, mm-hmm. You know, we don't think, you know, if we take something and what the consequence is. We don't think this. So therefore, sometimes, yes, we can buy phone. But everything we have to, yes, wonderful. Oh, Tibet's wonderful, yes, everything's good, mm-hmm. yes.
So that's amazing. So there is something to be said for IT and email even. I don't know, the Chinese or government are definitely clamping down on text messages and email, for instance. But it may still be possible. I don't know what it's like in reality trying to get through to your folks at home now by email. But what sort of messages are coming out of Tibet? Are they?
Oh, I don't get email message from Tibet, but sometimes we can phone the hotel and then they go to listen the telephone. There's a friend of mine, he went to Tibet, and I have, you know, the website, Reworld put the website and one music, like a video, and around the world they can listen and then they can watch this. But this person went to Tibet and he tried to show my family, and there's no songs. It's only the pictures, and picture completely like destroyed. And I have to laugh about this. I feel sorry for Chinese, you know. I don't always say Chinese get out or kill the Chinese. You know, still Chinese people are human beings. Yeah. Yes, we can talk about what's happened yesterday, but we make a plan today how we make this not happening tomorrow. The Chinese are quite funny in this way. They're quite, you know, some countries, if I go, they're not so happy, and they say, oh, you know, you shouldn't invite Yangqin Lamo. And I don't understand why they're so afraid of this. You know, you have everything. You killed the people, you took the land, you destroyed everything. Now what is it? What are you afraid about? Yeah.
It's amazing because deeper questions like that perhaps need to be asked of all of us, and about the people who you see as your enemy are the ones who need to be understood more than anybody, perhaps, and the people who very often we demonise in our own minds. But anyway, I won't say anything because I'm only here as
yes,
a sort of...
Yes, we all have to speak very nice because everybody try to make money, you know, have power, and then everything wonderful. I think we human, many human are confused by this.